Alright, that was CCR with Bad Moon Rising. We all remember that tune from An American Werewolf in London. Oh, what a great movie. You're listening to 104.2 KILL. Next up on your Halloween special block is Bobby Boris Pickett's song, Monster Mash. Oh, I love this song.
Hey, what are you doing in the studio, sir? Sir, you cannot be in it.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight for my monster.
Hey, Fright Fiends, this is your friend Dr. Treifenstein. I'm personally pretty sick of all the Halloween hosts. They're doing their midnight Halloween specials. So I decided to dig up out of the grave and do my own. I brought my VHSs and my mixtapes. So join along. I already killed the other guy.
Thank you.
Alright, from one creep show to another, here's Canada's own creep show with zombies ate her brain.
I'd like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say,
I want to see something really scary.
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
Scare me.
Trying to live. you see that movie, Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah. That's the one where the corpses start eating the people, right? Sure. What about it?
Did you know that movie was based on a true case?
That's not possible. I mean, they showed zombies taking over the world.
Well, they changed it all around. What really happened was, back in 1969 in Pittsburgh at the VA hospital, there was a chemical spill and all that stuff kind of leaked down into the morgue and it made all the dead bodies kind of jump around as though it was alive.
What chemical?
2,4-5-trioxin, it's called.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Sorry about that. Let's not listen to that radio announcement. We just heard Ghoul Town and 45 Grave. With party time. Speaking of party time, I hope you kids are having fun trick-or-treating out there. Or if you're doing something else, I hope you're being safe about it.
You make me feel like a monster.
Oh yeah, you do make me feel like a monster. Oh, I know. That was a bad pun, wasn't it? Sorry to scare you, darling. But you can give me the evil eye, here's the Matadors, on K-I-L-L.
You should think it was a boy next door, till you took another look inside. The cold sweat down inside of the gear bones, against upon an evil eye. Well, it ain't no good in the sunshine. Black magic probably change your mind and it's all. Best believe that I just don't make friends. And I'm telling a lie, you better look at my eyes. You better look at my eyes, yeah. I got a black and phone, I got a mojo too. John the Cockeroo is gonna mess with you, yeah. Well, I hope you don't mind, it's gonna be alright. Well, I'm fueled by hate and suffering. The first is blood and kind of sin. You can lock your doors, but I'm coming in, yeah. Force the world around the pain. Yeah, come on, yeah, come on. Oh, yeah.
Hey, 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 hey.
Coming to get you, Barbara.
coast, tavern's of witches with all of their hosts. You may think they scare me, you're probably right. Black cats and goblins on Halloween night. Trick or treat!
Seems to me you're just plain scared.
Yes. Yeah, I am. I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I'm gonna wait for him.
I still think I should notify the radio and television network.
If you do that, they'll see him on every street corner. They'll look for him in every house. Just tell your men to keep their mouths shut and their eyes open.
I'll check back in an hour.
KOKW calling. Come in. KOKW calling. I'm on international frequency. Come in.
Mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation.
I want to play a game.
Groovy, groovy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Every town has an Elm Street.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Reddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You are the favorite metal, and now you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt." Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, "Please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, "Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head, said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer me! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
Look,
don't go to sleep, Jeff.
I'll come to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Jeff.
syndrome, so called because its only known occurrence is among the descendants of one Ebenezer Mary, a progressive age regression beginning about the 10th year and continuing steadily throughout the victim's lifetime. It is believed that eventually the victim of the Mary syndrome may even regress beyond the prenatal level, reverting to a pre-human condition of savagery and cannibalism. Many authorities do not accept the existence of the Mary syndrome. Incredible, but true. Nevertheless, I know only too well. Of course, there's no Mary syndrome anymore.
Screams and moans, bats and bones, teenage monsters and haunted homes. The ghost on the stair, the vampires fight. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight.
This body is rotting and it stinks. Next up is the Creeping Cruds with the song I Eat the Living.
At this hour, they report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls.
Thank you.
trick-or-treaters, it's nearing the end. Next up is Mad Sin with their track, Human Animal.
Nicht so feierlich.
Didn't. Who is it? Frankenstein? The Booger Man?
It's the man in the bag, sir. I think he's alive.
Ooh. Bed corpse. Bed corpse. Stop scaring Smithers. Satisfied?
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
Hello, trick-or-treaters. Are you getting some good candy? Will I be staying up late? Shh, I won't tell anybody. Next up is the Necromantics. And then after that, it's Team Sleep with Michael Patton.
Death dance causes a shiver and earthquakes. Out of their tombs come sexy zombies, dead corpses awake. The restless, headless horseman is looking for his path. A guana smelling witch is eating coffins with a bat. Upstairs, the Frenchy she devils tempts with wild mad sin, you know. I recommend infernal torment, demented bondage. I'll come back in that old. Pleasures were for free. I'll back out into that old haunted cat house. If only I could turn back time, that's where I would be. Kissing while lost souls cry, hand in hand, watching meteors and stars on the midnight sky. A ghastly crew of wicked men arrive in the Batmobile. Klingons drunk flying their UFO. Ooh, what a thrill! Back in that old haunted cat house, where all my friends they used to go, all pleasures were for free. I'm back into that old. Back time, oh, that's where I will be.
Yeah. is a important stone.
I don't wanna be
KILL is brought to you by the Destroy the Brain podcast. Visit us at destroythebrainonline.com. Happy Halloween, kiddies. We'll see you next year.